from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next with me, Stephanie Wow. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
Listener, here is the newsline. First, the headlines. Indonesia's foreign tourist spending is the highest in ASEAN region. Addition of Emirates flight capacity to Bali increases tourist visits. Now the news in detail, read by Ahmad Faisal. The Central Statistics Agency noted that the cumulative number of foreign tourist visits from January to June 2024 reached 6.41 million visits. It rose up 21.2% compared to the same period in 2023. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday admitted that he was grateful for this achievement because he felt that Indonesia is still within the target of 9 to 14 million foreign tourist visits in 2024. According to Sandiaga Uno, this good achievement was also followed by highest amount of foreign tourist spending in Indonesia in the ASEAN region, amounting to $1,440.
Kita masih on target. Karena memang target kita itu,
we are still on target because our target is 9 to 14 million visits of foreign tourists and the achievement of 6.4 million visits. We need to be grateful for because it is followed by the highest spending in the ASEAN region. We are at more than $1,440, close to $1,500 when compared to Thailand, Malaysia, whose figures are close to $1,000. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno has further pointed out that the achievement of the highest foreign tourist expenditure in Indonesia in ASEAN shows that the government's strategy in tourism to move from quantity to quality has begun to appear. Sandiaga Uno has emphasized that Indonesian tourism is now not pursuing the number of tourists alone, but quality in the form of length of stay or spending of tourists. According to Sandiaga Uno, the transition from quantity to quality is pursued one of them by increasing the number of flights to potential markets such as Dubai, Australia, Japan, and Europe. Adiyatama Tourism and Creative Economy main expert of tourism and in creative economy, Nia Niscaya, appreciates the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation, which has given permission to Emirates Airlines to increase flight seat capacity. This was conveyed by Nia Niscaya at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Nia Niscaya has also explained that Emirates Airlines will operate two fleets of A380 aircraft to Bali with a total seat capacity of 8,610 seats from the previous one, which reached 7,300 seats per week. According to Nia Niscaya, the addition of this flight seat capacity is a good opportunity to boost the number of foreign tourists from various parts of the world.
Dan biasanya kalau ke Bali itu hampir dipastikan.
And usually if you go to Bali, they must have almost
Kemudian,
certainly been foreign tourists. This also provides opportunities not only as a means of transporting tourists from the United Arab Emirates, but also from the various parts of the world because Emirates service is to more than 150 destinations. So this is a good opportunity. Furthermore, Nia Nisaya has further explained that from September 1st to October 26, 2024, Emirates flights between Dubai and Bali will use Airbus A380, replacing the current Boeing 777 service. According to Nia Nisaya, two Airbus A380 aircraft will operate 14 times a week. Indonesian Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita has said that high quality or premium products can drive up public consumption and market demand for processed food and beverage products such as tea, choco, coffee, fruit, and milk. According to the minister, an increasing number of consumers are focusing on high-quality products that are processed sustainably using the latest technology, which can contribute to such a trend of consumption and demand. According to Minister Agus in Jakarta on Monday, premium products can be measured using certain parameters such as aroma, taste, standard, and special provisions. The Railway Testing Center of the Transportation Ministry conducted a physical test of the trackless autonomous rail transit train in Indonesia's new national capital city. In Indonesia's new national capital city, Nusantara is Kalimantan. Deputy for Green and Digital Transformation at the Indonesian New Capital Authority, Muhammad Ali Berawi, convey that two train sets will be tested under the autonomous rail transit proof of concept process. One train set carriages is currently in Nusantara and another is undergoing temporary import processing at the Karyanggau Terminal Balikpapan Port. Let's move to the international news. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. As quoted by ArabNews.com early Tuesday, the pair reiterated the importance of de-escalation and sparring the region the risk of expanding the conflict. They also reviewed the latest development in Gaza and effort aimed at the ceasefire in the war-torn territory. The stunning transformation of the 2024 presidential race will reach new heights Tuesday when Vice President Kamala Harris unveils her running mate after a sequence of events that felt Republican nominee Donald Trump failing. After a sequence of events that left Republican nominee Donald Trump flailing. As quoted by CNN.com, Harris is due to join her vice presidential pick at a rally in Philadelphia that will kick off a joint sprint across an electoral map expanded by President Joe Biden's shelving of his own re-election bid just over 2 weeks ago. In the final hours of her search after a compressed vetting period, Harris narrowed in on two candidates, Pennsylvania Gov. Josh Shapiro, 51, and Minnesota Gov. Tim Walz, 60, sources told CNN, although Arizona Senator Mark Kelly remained in the running as of Monday afternoon. Shapiro is a rising Democratic star whose popularity in the Commonwealth could be an asset to Harris in perhaps the most vital swing state. Hanoi welcomed nearly 3.5 million tourists in the January until July period, a 33.2% increase compared to the figure in the same period last year. As reported by VOVworld.vn, of the total 2.43 million are foreign visitors, up 43.4% from the same period of 2023. Meanwhile, the number of domestic visitors to Hanoi reached 1.06 million, increasing by 14.7% over the same period last year. The city now has 3,760 tourist accommodation establishments with 71,200 rooms, of which 606 hotels are rated from 1 to 5 stars. Dan Huang Jiang, director of the Hanoi Department of Tourism, said that in the remaining months of the year, the city's tourism sector will continue to promote destinations and invest in famous and traditional tourist sites. That's Newsline. Listener, today's commentary highlights creative content boosts micro, small, and medium enterprises' revenue. Technology is transforming human life, including the way people conduct sales. Whereas in the past, individuals had to sell face-to-face and at physical locations. Thanks to the advancement in technology, which now allow these activities to be conducted from home via social media and online sales platforms. Online sales offer customers greater flexibility. Through social media and e-commerce, sellers and entrepreneurs can market their products to customers anytime and from any location. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, is encouraging micro, small, and medium enterprises to leverage online sales platforms and social media for product marketing. The ministry also emphasizes the importance of content and packaging in the creative economy sector. This was highlighted by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno during the Kata Creative Workshop in Tanjung Pinang, Riau Island on Sunday. He stated that dissemination of engaging content across various social media platforms such as Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok can enhance product sales. Undeniably, consumer shopping patterns have shifted, especially since the pandemic began in early 2020. Consumers no longer purchase products in conventional markets or shopping centers, but through social media and online sales platforms. This shift has negatively impacted the revenue of businesses, particularly the micro, small, and medium enterprises that continue to operate in traditional markets. They face a decline in customers as consumers prefer shopping via social media and online platforms. The government is not standing idle in response to this situation. Various efforts are being made to invigorate micro, small, and medium enterprises entrepreneurs. One such effort includes training programs focused on creating engaging and effective content for marketing products through social media and online sales. Certainly, micro, small, and medium enterprises entrepreneurs should not solely rely on the government initiatives. They must also be proactive in assessing the market situation. In addition to conventional sales methods at markets or shopping centers, they should take advantage of social media and online shopping platforms and continuously innovate in presenting their sales content to boost product sales, expand market reach, and generate new job opportunities. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
You're gone, I know there's no I'll start today in history with August 6, 1945, the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. On August 6, 1945, the United States dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, during World War II. The atomic bomb named Little Boy was dropped by a B-29 aircraft named Enola Gay. This explosion left around 140,000 people dead or seriously injured and had a major impact on the end of World War II, with Japan surrendering a few days later. Turning to August 6, 1991, Tim Berners-Lee launches the World Wide Web. On August 6, 1991, Tim Berners-Lee, a British computer engineer, officially launched the World Wide Web, or www. He wrote a systems proposal in 1989 and built the first web server, browser, and web page. The World Wide Web has changed the way humans communicate, access information, and interact around the world. I'll end today in history with August 6, 2012, the Curiosity rover landing on Mars. On August 6, 2012, NASA's Mars Science Laboratory mission reached a milestone when the Curiosity rover successfully landed on the surface of Mars. The rover was designated to investigate the possibility of life on the red planet and has been sending stunning data and pictures of the planet ever since. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on President Joko Widodo reminds to be aware of global economic risk. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the advanced Indonesian cabinet on Monday, August the 5th, at the presidential office Jakarta. In the meeting, the president and his ministers discussed the government work plan financial note and the 2025 state budget draft. President Joko Widodo opened the meeting by highlighting the importance of accommodating the programs of the elected president in the 2025 state budget. However, he also emphasized vigilance against the risk of a global economic slowdown, especially related to interest rate policies and geopolitical tensions that have the potential to trigger a food crisis and an increase in oil prices. In addition, the president also emphasized the importance of optimizing steps to increase state revenue targets. He emphasized ease of investment and ease for export-related products as the key to achieving these targets. The president also reiterated that the 2025 draft state budget must focus on the main priorities. He does not want the draft state budget to cover too many programs. When giving a press statement after the limited meeting, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the substance of the 2025 draft state budget will be delivered by President Joko Widodo in the financial note speech on August the 16th. According to Sri Mulyani, in preparing the 2025 draft state budget, the macroeconomic environment, both global and national, will be considered.
Kami hari ini sudah mendapatkan.
Today we have received approval from the president and the president-elect regarding the macro situation that we understand to affect the 2025 state budget, economic growth, inflation, interest rates on the 10-year government securities, the rupiah's exchange rate, oil prices in this case, and oil lifting and gas lifting. That's what have been discussed with the House. We reported and earlier also received several roles that will be finally conveyed by the President on August 16th. Sri Mulyani added, the 2025 state budget accommodates priority programs that have been conveyed by the president-elect's government, including free nutritious food and several new initiative programs that are currently being finalized with the team from the president-elect. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder with Dedal Clog Race. Listener, all Indonesians annually commemorate August 17 as the proclamation of Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. The commemoration is usually held with ceremonial activities and enlivened with various traditional competitions. One of the competitions that is often held is the clog race. Clogs are long-shaped and are often nicknamed Terompa Galoak in West Sumatra. Clogs are generally made out of wood with rubber straps. A pair of clogs has at least 3 pairs of sandals played by 3 people. It is not known exactly when clogs were first invented. However, clogs are believed to have been heavily influenced by Chinese culture in Indonesia. Another source states that clogs originated in Japan. This is based on wooden sandals in Japan known as geta, which have similarities in shape with bakyak. Clog sandals themselves appeared in Java under the name bakyak. Sandals are made of wood and used tires are popular because of their low price. Since the 1970s, clog competition has been popular in West Sumatra, then it became popular in other regions. Clog race is conducted in groups. Each group usually consists of 3 people. The 3 of them use a pair of clogs and race on predetermined track. This race requires teamwork and agility in order to walk quickly and not fall. The group that arrives at the end of the track first is the winner of the race. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bau-Bau. Di Bau-Bau,
which means in Bau-Bau. You will listen to a conversation about
Why?
Which means
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a tenun, or woven cloth crest woman, in Bau-Bau. Chris asked why many women in Bau-Bau are very skilled in making tenun or woven clothes. Let's listen to their conversations.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Well, after listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, why, which means
Mengapa? Mengapa?
We will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat it after us.
Saya.
Which means I.
Mengapa?
Which means why.
Banyak,
which means many.
Perempuan,
which means women.
Pandai,
which means to be skilled or good at.
Menenun,
which means weaving or making woven clothes.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving?
Tradisi.
Which means tradition.
Percaya.
Which means believe.
Membawa.
Which means bring.
Kebaikan.
Which means goodness.
Bagi,
which means for.
Keluarga,
which means family. In this conversation, you hear the expression
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving? In the expression, there is the word
Mengapa,
which means why, is used to ask for the reason or explanations about something. The phrase
Bagaimana ceritanya,
is actually asking about the story behind something. Let's listen to another example of using
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why?
Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan? Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan?
Which means why do the people of Buton like to eat fish?
Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal? Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal?
Which means why is kamuhu tenun cloth expensive? Kamuhu is a woven cloth from Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. Kamuhu is an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. On the other hand, there are many variations of woven cloth across Indonesia, such as Terfo from Papua, Pandai Sikek from West Sumatra, Ulos from North Sumatra, and Endek from Bali. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Bye-bye.
Kita adalah satu bangsa yang menghadapi beberapa challenge.
Dari Sabang sampai Merauke, ia adalah merupakan satu kesatuan kebangsaan. Ia adalah satu national entity. Ia adalah pula satu kesatuan kenegaraan.
Ayo bangsa Indonesia, revolusimu belum selesai.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu.
Buat semua bangsa lain tersentak, kibarkan sangsaka dengan serentak. Harumkan nama Ibu Pertiwi serempak. Di bawah langit biru berkibar tertiup angin, bangga jadi orang Indonesia ku semakin terpacu untuk memajukan bangsa. Tunjukkan kita kuat, kita bukan mangsa. Berbeda suku, beda golongan dan agama, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika kami yang pertama. Bahu-membahu, bimbing saling membimbing, berat sama dipikul, ringan sama dijinjing. Ini Nusantara, kita satu darah, satu nusa bangsa bahasa dan satu arah. Takkan ku lupakan selama-lamanya bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Ku hormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
Apapun mereka bilang, tekadku takkan hilang. Jalanku masih panjang, garis akhirku pandang. Jangan lupa, kita macan Asia. Pancasila kita yang menjadi rahasia. Untuk bisa bersatu dalam satu semangat, untuk membela tanah air semua berangkat. Tak lupakan keringat dan darah yang tertumpah dari para pahlawan negeriku, aku bersumpah. Memegang erat bendera merah putihku, sisihkan lengan baju jauh lebih hisiku. Untuk bangsaku, aku berkarya. Sumber alamku begitu kaya. Kami tidak takut, Garuda di dadaku. Semangat 45 ada padaku. Aku tergugah untuk berani rasanya. Bangsaku Indonesia namanya.
Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa. Berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa. Kuhormati dengan penuh rasa bangga, Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa. Merah putih berkibar begitu gagah, cerminan akan bangsa yang perkasa.
ku hormati dengan penuh rasa bangga. Indonesia ku bersatu sepanjang masa.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's Music Corner, entitled Tanda Cinta. Listeners, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malaysian song entitled Tanda Cinta, to be sung by Ashabab Reborn. The song Tanda Cinta was composed by Zulfan Effendi Lubis. The lyrics are about people falling in love for the first time. They hope their relationship is not tainted with lies. They promise to stay faithful to a happy life. The song Tanda Cinta is a song of the Deli Malay community. Deli Malay is one of the Malay ethnic groups that spreads and settled on the east coast of North Sumatra, mainly settled in Medan City and Deli Serdang Regency. Here is Tanda Cinta, sung by Ashabab Reborn. Please enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ang di Bukubulu, saya ring salam dengan sembah. Sembah kami jalan 10. Ambil segenggam batang jerami, dibuat nak darah jadi mainan. Sambutlah salam dari kami, buat menghibur tuan dan puan. Hendak dimasak dalam loyang, lagu dibuka, joget pucuk pisang, dirangkaikan terus, Cik Minah sayang. Musik.